May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, it's Trinity Sunday, and I am not even at all going to try to explain the Trinity, and I don't think any theologian would argue with me on that one, because you just kind of can't. It's by faith and by listening to Jesus. Each of us sees and experiences God in a slightly different way, each and every one of us, in varying ways, because of our own needs, our own wants, our own desires, our expectations, what we learn in family life, you know, the environment of our family, our church, our community, what we understand, and our own personal attitudes. And that's okay, that they're all a little bit on a different side of a variety of ways. As long as we see God through the eyes of our Lord Jesus Christ, and as long as we understand God through the power of His Holy Spirit, the gift that He's given us, and as long as we study and try to learn more about God from the Bible, and also that we see and experience God as abundance, as our true supplier, the true supplier of our needs, that we depend on Him by faith, by prayer, and by His presence with us. We are His if we only take the time to turn to Him every second of the day. Then all of our needs will be provided for. God gives as He knows that each and every one of us has needs, and all of our needs are different. For those who sin, He gives us forgiveness. For those who are righteous, He gives mercy and patience and compassion for us so that we can share that with others. For those who feel alienated or alone or left out, He is our friend, our brother, to comfort us and to give us acceptance, true peace, and joy. For the weak, He gives strength and guidance. And for the strong, He gives tender care and guidance. God alone makes us whole and more in His holy image. Our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit always encourages us, forgives us, strengthens, guides, protects, saves, accepts us, and leads us closer and closer to Him. And most of all, He loves us no matter what. So His way is the example that we're supposed to follow. We are supposed to imitate Him in all ways. Only God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit can really fulfill our needs. There is nothing that is beyond the power of God. There is nothing that our God cannot do or be for us. Because God is truly almighty. He is never limited or controlled by anything or anyone. And He loves us. So from our colloquy, don't get worried. I know that the Genesis reading was very long. I could go through it verse by verse. But our collar, it tells us how our God deserves, and we pray this, that our God deserves our steadfast faith and our steadfast worship. And then Genesis, that Mark did a great job. Genesis teaches us about the goodness of our God, all that He did, all that He created. closest I'm going to get to talking about the Trinity, God the Father is our Creator. God the Son, Jesus Christ, is our Redeemer. God the Holy Spirit is our Sanctifier. But it's not just that. God does all the time. And then I chose the psalm today because for me, it teaches us how to share. The person who wrote this, the author of this beautiful psalm, gives us that person's personal words, his personal feelings, his personal thoughts and experiences of our God. And it is beautiful. Maybe take it home inside a write one. Between you and God, write your own song. And then the 2 Corinthians, it's short and sweet and to the point, I'm sure everybody was happy. But Paul learned Jesus' way, what he was supposed to do and how he was supposed to share. Paul learned it from meeting the Lord. And then the gospel, Jesus explicitly teaches us what he wants us to share and how he wants us to share. And the last verse is one of my favorites. And it's his promise to each and every one of us. He says, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. If we just knew, each and every one of us, how very, very much we are loved, nothing else would be any more important than worshiping him and praising him all day and all night. Being with God is a powerful and loving and restful experience. There is absolutely no other experience on earth that could surpass or compare to being in the presence of God, his love and his joy and his peace. Our heaven.